This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant and terrific person, Sam Reynolds. Sam is a senior director at EY Parthenon. Parthenon has developed this magnificent reputation on strategy around private equity. I want to talk to Sam today about what he's seeing, a little bit about EY Parthenon, about sort of what trends he's watching in private equity, and more. Sam, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us just a bit about EY Parthenon?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. So I've been in healthcare for about 15 years, moved out to Chicago in 2000. I actually started out in higher ed. Then I got my MBA and saw the light and came over to the healthcare side, worked in consulting at first. And then, like a lot of people, I spent 8 years in the association business doing a number of different things. Last job was at the American Medical Association, where I was a corporate strategy director. And that job really kind of gave me national visibility. I ran a large CMS grant that was called the Transforming Clinical Practices Initiative. A lot of people know about that. And during the time Slavitt was the administrator, I got to meet him. You know, that was kind of cool and meet a lot of people over there. So, after 3 years at the AMA, I kind of flipped that experience. I saw that the market was really going into deals. There's a lot of, and frankly, mostly my visibility was really more into the hospital side. This was kind of before a lot of the major physician, I mean, there's always been some like dental and some of these other things, but, you know, before it really started to clip up in the physician practice side. But I just saw what was going on in the hospital. And I thought, you know what, I want to be a part of that. And I had done deals as kind of part of strategy, but no, I wasn't really a dedicated deal guy. But I had an opportunity partner that I had been friends with in my days at Deloitte years ago, a guy named Adam Sorensen, called me up and said, hey, do you want to join this? You know, I'm new at EY. Do you want to join this deal practice? I said, yeah, let's do it. So I was one of the first people they hired. 5 years later now, our group is much larger across health, a number of different industries. Parthenon now has 6,500 people across the globe, 750 partners. We started when they were acquired by EY, only 25 partners, if you can imagine that. So, I think one of the things that's really cool about Parthenon is a lot of big four have tried to buy strategy, basically, get into the strategy game. And I really think if you look at the history of it, we've been the most successful. We've grown substantially. We have great market presence, as you were saying. And kind of the things we do, I would say, are kind of along three lines. Corporate growth strategy, what they call transaction strategy, and then kind of turnarounds and restructuring. And I really go, and most of our health people kind of go across both. My practice involves working with hospitals, medical groups, private equity, et cetera.
And Sam, how much of the practice involves either working with private equity to look at strategy? Because I always think of EY Parthenon as doing a lot with private equity. How much of it involves private equity funds or their sponsored companies?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of our business. I mean, it's at least 30 to 40% of our business, I would say. I mean, that's off the top of my head. I don't have the number right off the top, but it's a significant amount. But we also do a lot of other things. As I said, you know, we do restructuring. We also do a lot of corporate strategy. We do post-merger integration, deal integration, a lot of different things. But yeah,
what is on the private equity side, what's keeping the firm busy today? Is it corporate growth? Is it mergers and acquisitions? And what are some of the things you're seeing in terms of the private equity funds that Parthenon works with?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a while, it was, the physician groups. Historically, it's been physician groups. Now, we saw kind of a big, in the health space, right? We saw kind of a downturn because of COVID, as you can imagine. But it used to be one of the top ones. Now I'd say it's top three. But that's all coming back. And I think what's interesting about it is historically, you know, there are things like dental. You know, dental has been around for a long time. Private equity's had interest in dental. It looks like, in many ways, looks like a retail business, right? So it's pretty easy for them to go out, take these, roll them up, and, you know, do the back office stuff, staffing and the normal things, you know, the kind of the things that we expect them to do. But as, what I think we found that's been really interesting is as the business itself, the delivery, and I, by this, I mean the delivery side, has become more, looks more like a retail business. So as it basically goes out of the acute hospital into the community, you know, private equity has become more interested in what I would consider, you and I would probably consider be like more complicated delivery systems. And what I mean by that is, you know, for an example, you know, these specialties that own surgery centers, you know, maybe own labs and things like that makes more complicated, right? Orthopedics, now that orthopedics has kind of been pushed outside of the hospital because of the change in coverage rules, right, from CMS. Now a lot of these orthopedic procedures can be done in a, you know, they don't have to be done in an acute setting. So now there's this interest in orthopedics just recently, right? That's just recently. And what's interesting about that is, I think, you know, and having, I worked in GI for a while, so I know the ambulatory business pretty well. And I was actually on the board Triple HC a while back. What's interesting about it is, you know, a out in the community ASC, an independent ASC, could typically do one more case a day, you know, per physician than a hospital can, just because of the speed. Well, you know, you start adding that up, it's big money, right? So they see that. I think some of the other things besides the medical groups are interested, there's obviously a big interest in health IT. And these risk, you know, risk-bearing providers and risk-bearing you know, kind of risk-bearing tools. There's been some recent interest in that stuff. And I don't think they know how it's going to play out. You know, I just don't. I think there's a lot, they're putting some money into this now. You know, these groups, you know, they typically have like, you know, maybe a 4 to 7 year exit period or, you know, holding period before they exit. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I don't think anybody knows really, except for the big insurance companies, I don't think anybody really knows how to manage risk well. I mean, you've seen little pieces of it here and there, both on the physician side and the hospital side. And again, I'm talking about the delivery network, but I don't think we've ever seen like, oh yeah, this place, they actually, they get it. You know, they get it. Maybe except for
100%, 100%. And Sam, I'll ask you another question. When you look at this year, what are you most focused and excited about this year?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think when I first started, we were doing a lot of like diligencing of these big hospital deals, you know, but that's kind of gone away. Then it's not what it was. And that's, I mean, everybody knows that. You know, then we started doing kind of these restructuring, you know, things, which, okay, so then, you know, deals take place, and then we're starting, and of course, this involves, you know, physician groups as well. I think that most recently, what we've really been looking at is relationships. So, you know, a medical group has a relationship with PE, or or a hospital has a relationship with PE through, you know, another type of service, like, you know, the hospitalists, right? So the PE owns the hospitals coming to our PE owns laundry or something like that. And what a lot of people are trying to do post COVID as operating models are changing. So like telemedicine is like completely changing the operating model. Everything going outside of the hospital is like completely changing the operating model for a lot of these organizations. And so they're trying to figure it out. And so we're getting pulled in a lot right now to figure out, okay, you know, we have these relationships, you know, some involve private equity, some don't, you know, the private equity has these relationships, and, you know, how do we reconfigure these things to take advantage of a new operating model? I'll tell you this though, I'm kind of maybe turn this question a little bit around, which I don't know. I think I can do that. I'll tell you what I want to see us focus on based on where we're kind of seeing the market going. I think one of the things that's really interesting is how there's a lot of these corporate organizations that are, you know, kind of all these non-traditional players, you know, including private equity, right? Private equity and others that are really interested in getting access to healthcare. You know, they want to be in the healthcare game, as you and I know. I mean, yeah, this last year was like the first time healthcare had gone down. You know, healthcare spending had gone down last year for the first time in like 60 years, right? That was, you know, but that's not going to continue. I mean, as everybody knows, you know, everybody's kind of turning it back around, right? But what really interests me is how is advising some of these non-traditional groups on how they can get into the game and what are the things that they can do. I mean, one of the things you can do is, you know, you can take your employee base and, you know, provide them with healthcare services, right? And do it yourself to a certain degree. I mean, probably with a partner, possibly including private equity or somebody other who has those capabilities internally. You know, and I think that really interests me. And I think a lot of what I'm seeing is a lot of people that are getting into healthcare that didn't start out like with healthcare as healthcare people like you and I did. You know, I think another thing that's even more interesting to me, you know, private equity ownership of hospitals and has not really been a thing. You know, that's not really ever been a thing. I mean, there's been some big deals over the last, you know, really one big deal, right? HCA over the last, you know, but they're really,
there's the Steward, there's the Ardent. Some have worked out magnificently well, some have not, but it's not been the mainstay of the hospital industry for sure.
Right, right. So the thing that kind of interests me there is, as I said, the growth through acquisition period for hospitals is going away. I mean, it's not what it was. The market's consolidated. You know, you're going to see a lot of, you know, it's not really what it was. So hospital CEOs are coming to us and they're saying, hey, you know, how can I grow my company without acquiring? I mean, what do I do? Well, to me, what's interesting about that is like, you know, hospitals, some of these hospital systems like cities, you know, they have all these things that they do, right?
Oh, they're huge.
Yeah, huge. Right. So how do you take their kind of core capabilities? And by the way, I know we just said, well, nobody's really figured out risk, but a couple of them have, right? Now, private equity, they're really interested in risk right now, right? So there's these opportunities, I think, for, you know, the big hospital organizations that have been successful, that, you know, have good EBITDA, to get into things kind of a different way beyond just, you know, buying a health plan, trying to build a health plan, which is what a lot of them have tried to do.
Fascinating. I mean, truly fascinating. It's sort of like not so much musical chairs, but really people trying to figure out what is the next thing and how does this organize and where is the money and so forth. I mean, obviously people have doubled down on telehealth and all those areas. We know that. Let's also get the next thing. Is it genomics? Is it what is it? How do you build a health system if it's not based on just buying more hospitals around you? Because that seems to be less and less the core model for growth like it was the last 10 years or so. Sam, what a pleasure to visit with you and EY Parthenon. Always a great perspective. Thank you for taking time to visit with us on the Becker Private Equity Podcast today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott. And I really appreciate your time. And anybody wants to reach out to me to talk to me further about what we do, our practice, or anything else, it's sam.reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, at Parthenon, PARTHENON.EY.com.
Thank you very much.